chapter 131. Kitab al-Salam, the book of greeting, chapter 131, the virtues of Salam and spreading it. قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, do not enter houses other than your own houses until you have asked permission and wish peace to their owners. قال الله تعالى فإذا دخلتم بيوتا فسلموا على أنفسكم تحية من عند الله مباركة طيبة. سورة النور. Whenever you enter any house, greet your people, a prayer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed and pure. قال الله تعالى وإذا حييتم بتحية فحيوا بأحسن منها أو ردوها. Surah Nisa. When anyone prays for you, let's give you tahiyya salam, you shall say, also say a better prayer for him, tahiyya, or say the same in return. Qala Allah ta'ala, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ ضَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَقَالُوا سَلَامًا قَالَ السَّلَامُ. Surah Al-Ariyat. Has the story of the honored guests of Ibrahim alayhi salam come to you? When they came to him, they said, peace be to you. He replied, peace be to you. عن عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رجلا سأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الإسلام خير؟ قال تطعم الطعام وتكره السلام على من عرفت ومن لم تعرف. متفق عليه. عن عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنه رواه that a man asked the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم what type of deed in Islam is best. He replied that you provide food to people and you offer salam to those whom you know and to those whom you do not know. So Abdullah asked the Allah raised that a Muslim man asked the Messenger of Allah, what type of deed is in Islam is best? He replied that you provide food to people and that you offer salam to those whom you know and those to whom you do not know. So these two things will create love, muhabbat, and you will not enter into Jannah until you love one another. And then Rasulullah said in the hadith, should I not teach you what will create love in between you? Afshu salam, spread salam. And to who? Every Muslim. Older, younger, every. You know, you don't know, salam. As long as you know the person is a Muslim, you have yaqeen that the person is a Muslim, you're in the mall, you're in store, you're outside, you have yaqeen this is a Muslim, say assalamu alaikum. This is why Muslims should be distinguished in their appearance to a certain extent that a person can recognize a Muslim. So if a person, so if you know somebody is yaqeen Muslim, you should say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And in the masjid, or when not inside the masjid, because masjid is a place of ibadat, you shouldn't give loud salam here. Up outside, you mean when you're going out, you know, your brothers are Muslims, say assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. Salam, salam, salam. There'll be peace, peace, peace. So much salam we should give that just spread peace. This is Allah enable us to. And it's also a command, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا. So to give وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ is wajib, it's necessary. In the ulamas they say, the status of wujub or farz in reward is more. But in some places, sunnat is more. In some places, the reward of sunnah is more than wajib. And where is this? In salam. If I say assalamu alaikum to somebody, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, the reward will be more in initiating salam and the virtues of giving salam and spreading salam. The one who hears, it's wajib for him to say wa alaikum salam. And if a person forgives that other person, that's why there's adabs, there's so many deals here. فَإِذَا دَخُلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا لَا أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. So when you even enter into a house, you say, assalamu alaikum. If there's nobody in the house and you came from a journey with your family, nobody's in your house, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Even into your house that nobody's there. So salam, salam, salam is so important. And to give wa alaikum assalam, it's wajib, it's necessary. That's different that you're giving dars, or one person in the majlis gives wa alaikum salam. There's all these Muslim masails. But the person, he should always give salam, he should always reply to salam, and spread much salam. And if you say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, that's the best. The more you say, the more reward, inshallah. Allah knows.